freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The show is about you, your calls, and anything goes. And we were bemoaning and lamenting the fact that we didn't have calls towards the end of that last hour, but turns out it was we had a little technical difficulty that prevented us from getting notified of the calls that were hanging on the line.
Oh, there were a bunch hanging on the line and we didn't know?
Yeah, exactly. So the technical difficulties were in the way there. Anyway, you can take control of the show and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind, personal, political. We're inside hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streaming that we got there. If your radio station signal is not the hottest where you live, well, log on at freetalklive.com. And also, call your local station if they don't carry this show, and ask them to put us on all six nights a week. It'd be great. 800-259-9231. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Larry, calling from Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Larry.
Gentlemen.
What's happening?
Okay, I disagree with you.
What about what?
Free trade.
What about what's wrong with free trade?
You do agree that... about the trilateralist Bilderbergers Council of Foreign Relations, do you not?
It sounds like a bunch of paranoid conspiracy stuff to me, and I really don't care about it. What about it?
Well, what about it? I mean, what about free trade?
Well, I think that our government is too big. I mean, you can talk about all the conspiracy theories you want, Larry. The fact is government is too big, and the Bilderbergs, the trilateral CFRs wouldn't matter if we had small government. Would they?
And they benefit from all the regulations and tariffs. The Bilderbergs...
I realize that, but how can you possibly... You have to stop... Okay, the first thing you'd have to do, you'd have to get control of the nation's monetary supply. Right?
What are you talking about anyway?
Well, free trade. What are you talking about, free trade? Are we talking about international free trade?
We're talking about free trade with America, meaning if you want to trade with another country or another country wants to trade with you, then you can trade with them and no government gets in the middle between you. That's free trade. Free trade is the natural state of things. Unfree trade is when the government steps in.
Are you excluding tariffs? Tariffs and imposts?
Small tariffs.
Wait a minute.
I would be arguing for the abolition of all tariffs, absolutely.
Then how can you possibly have free trade with slave labor? Communist China. How can you possibly say that we could...
They tell me they're going to give me some fireworks and I give them some money. That's free trade. It's none of my business how they make the fireworks. That's their problem in their country.
And if those people want to be free, they'll have a revolution like we had one.
Well, what was our revolution fought for?
It was fought for freedom here.
Freedom. It's for our freedom so that we can set the example to show the rest of the world that freedom works.
No. If you're gonna play the game, play it all the way or don't play it. What did they say about trade?
What did who say about trade, sir?
The people that you're talking about wrote the Declaration of the Constitution. What did they have to say about trade?
They said something about there could be a tariff, but that doesn't necessarily...
How do you expect the government to function?
I don't. It doesn't function. Where does the government function in your mind? What government program is functioning?
That's just bureaucratic...
Our founding fathers had a revolution over a 1% sales tax on tea.
It got to be allodial land titles. It was not the Boston Tea Party.
Uh-huh.
You better do a little research before
you start. How much drinking have you been doing tonight, Larry?
I don't have to drink. You people sound like you've been smoking.
Thanks.
Okay.
So, Larry, okay, I guess I'm not sure what's your problem with free trade.
There's nothing if you can get the playing field flat.
What do you mean the playing field flat?
So you're saying that we should just go around the world and force?
No, believe me, I believe with what Washington said. You know, friends with all, alliance to none.
Great. Then we're in agreement, Larry. That's free trade. If you don't like what the Chinese are doing, then don't do business with them. Doesn't that make sense?
I agree to that point, but if people, the consumer, us, we people that have been conditioned to consume. I mean, we are a consuming nation.
What's wrong with that?
You hate Walmart. I mean, is that where you're going with this? I mean,
no, Larry shops at Walmart. Come on, Larry. We know you do.
Believe me, our clothing industry would fall apart the amount of clothes I buy.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. I got you. That means you've been wearing the same clothes for 50 years, right?
Same here.
Gotcha. I'm not with you. I don't like buying clothes either, Larry.
Keep them 30 years, they come right back in style.
There you go.
Okay, no. But how... I know you guys are saying you don't care about the CFR, trilateral bill, but they control the trade of the world. Look what the European Union was.
How can they control me when, if I can call China and order some fireworks from a company over there and have them delivered to me, are they controlling that transaction?
Your government is.
Well, that's why we need to put a stop to it.
How do you plan? Hey, Megan, I'm all for this.
Good, then we're great.
How do you plan on stopping this monster?
Here's how we'll do it. We're all going to go to the free state. We're going to go to New Hampshire, and we're going to get freedom lovers elected to the New Hampshire legislature. We're going to pass a law that says in the state of New Hampshire, no one has to collect taxes. No one has to collect federal income taxes. No one has to collect federal excise taxes, federal tariffs. The port of New Hampshire at Portsmouth, the area where we have international border with the water, we're going to make that a free trade zone. And if the United States federal government has anything to say about it, we'll fight them. We'll fight them off. You laugh, Larry, but that's the only way it can be done.
It's not. We're not trying to start a civil war. I don't think anyone wants to try and start a civil war. But
wait a minute. What was? It was not slavery. Please, let's not play that game. The Civil War was not fought upon slavery.
Nobody said that. I said we're not trying to start.
You're talking insurrection is what you're talking.
No, we're not.
We're talking about passing a law.
We're talking about passing a law. Now, if the country,
the federal government doesn't like it,
well, that's their problem.
Yeah, let me talk for a minute here. If the federal government doesn't like it, exactly, that's their problem. We're not going to start an insurrection. We're not going to start a civil war. So if the government decides to make action and the government decides to attack good, freedom-loving Americans, that's the government's choice.
Larry, does that make it clear?
Larry's right. In the Civil War, that's the same thing that happened.
You bet it is.
Well, the Civil War happened back... do you really believe that this administration... I mean, I understand how psychopathic they are, but do you believe that they would really invade one of their own states?
In a heartbeat.
Well, then don't come, Larry. Are you scared?
No, I love
this. So what's the problem then?
Nothing, but the way you're going about it,
we understand.
You can't do that.
The way we're going about it, what?
Freedom isn't free.
Believe me, I was in Vietnam. I know freedom.
Wait, what was it you were going to say? The way we're going about it, what?
Listen, it reminds me of the 35 years I've looked at this whole bunch of crap. Everybody's got their own way. We're all going to break free. Well, the only way anybody's ever going to break free is if we all, everybody just at once, just say, okay, this is it.
No, Larry, it's never going to happen that way because there's plenty of people in this country who are enclosed in that all word that are socialists and communists, and they're never going to ask for that.
I'm going to back Larry up. I'm stopping you guys because I'm going to back Larry up here because you know what? That's exactly what the Free State Project intends to do. They intend to get, you know, we've already got 6,000 plus people, and what's going to happen is if all these people move to New Hampshire, it's going to set an example. It's going to wake people up. What you have to do is you have to wake people
up. That's
true. And that's the best way to do it.
Larry, Larry, 10 seconds to make a final point.
Okay, isn't this the same thing Jack Graham and Bo Grice was doing in Idaho?
I have no idea. Larry, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you some other time.
Post it on the message board.
Post it on the message board. 800-259-9231. This is not a game by a couple of people in Idaho. This is a movement, a worldwide movement for freedom. We got all kinds of calls on the line here. We're going to go to yours next. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Inside hour number 3 of the program here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And anything goes, political, personal, whatever might happen to be on your mind. Don't forget you can also log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Join the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts for you to browse through. Hundreds of users getting interactive there with us and the other listeners. So be sure you check it out at freetalklive.com. It's all free. It's all on the house.
And you know what? Free Talk Live is brought to you by your only chance for freedom. Oh, you want to know what that is? That's the Free State Project. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
That's right.
Because it is your only chance for liberty in your life.
Freestateproject.org. Let's go right back to the phones, back to the fun. Brad in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Brad.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, you're on with Ian and Johnson and Manwich.
Well, hi, guys. I know how you guys tend to enjoy examining a debate on a very formal and logical basis by evaluating the premises and the flow of the argument. I'd just like to briefly comment on the last caller, Larry, if you're listening. My humble opinion is that I think he's confusing free trade with fair trade, and which, as my understanding goes, they're contrary to each other, whereby fair trade implies imposing some sort of rules to make a currently unfair circumstance fair, which is kind of contrary to free trade, which would be the non-interference by government. And
Good observation, right, Brad. As a matter of fact, he used one of the oldest
I don't know if he was confusing it. He was proposing fair. It sounded like he was proposing fair trade over free trade.
Well, he used one of the oldest lines in the book. We've got to have a level playing field. That's like a hallmark of someone who's arguing for fair trade. Now, actually, we ended up agreeing with Larry on almost everything, but it was just a very contentious agreement, I guess you could say.
Well, he was a great call.
Right. It was a great call.
Well, I just had that observation. That's all, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Brad. 800-259-9231.
Hopefully we'll hear from Larry on the message board, or he can explain himself.
But, I mean, it's important. Free trade is the most fair trade. Because you're free to do business with whoever you want to. There's no government getting involved setting rules, setting taxation.
It breaks down their barriers.
And I don't think that the program that someone else wants to create as so-called fair trade is fair to me. So it's only fair to the people that create it. It's a big joke. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Matthew in Minneapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Matthew?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Excellent, sir.
I was calling in about something. It was a previous topic. It was about incrementalism.
Well, that's the okay thing about this show is you get to just take us wherever you want to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd love to talk about free trade, and I think it's obviously really the only way to go. Otherwise, you get into some really difficult philosophical problems. Obviously, if you want to fund a very, very small central government, you have a philosophical problem with doing small tariffs, and you'd like to not do them at all possible. But, you know, I understand that that would be...
Well, I think if people find a government is valuable, boy, if we only had a valuable government, then they might fund it voluntarily.
Right. Well, you know, you've heard of things like contract insurance. It's not something you can sell straight off the block here. We have to go with a few issues and
yes,
move.
Yes, I understand.
But it doesn't mean we need to be incremental in a lot of areas. And
why? Why is that?
The one reason that, like, things like the Republican Congress has failed to cut government or even slow its growth, a possible reason is that Republican politicians are too busy passing new laws all the time to repeal any, is that attempts to make incremental cuts never succeed because the politicians feel enormous pressure from those who would be harmed by the cuts, while most people wouldn't gain enough from any single cut to justify finding active support.
Are you reading Harry Brown?
You're damn straight I am.
I know Harry when I hear Harry.
That is Harry, and I was about to attribute him, but thank you very much. And that's 1998. The fact is that we always know that we're going to get my ox is gored problem. What we have to do is we have to start talking about large cuts, and we have to start talking about large cuts in each area, because otherwise we don't have anything to offer. We need to sell them the benefits. And
well,
the only way to sell the benefits of for people whose oxes are being gored to get a large enough group of people to do this is to sell them something that they can't deny wanting even more than what they will be losing.
Also, to do anything else, I think, would be disingenuous because our true stance is that we don't want these taxes. So to act in any other way would just be, dishonest, I guess.
Well, now, the question I have is...
I don't think that this... I mean, Matthew, it doesn't really seem to come into... It doesn't even come into play. I'm the incrementalist. Manwich. You probably won't ever have the chance to either, you only get the chance to cut down the size of the IRS. We're never going to have the opportunity to eliminate the IRS.
Why not?
I do think the Free State Project can work.
I think that that's the end of a cultural war, which has not even heated up yet.
You're right.
I think that what's going on is that...
Then the socialists are winning, though,
Matthew.
Well,
but to say that
the government's getting bigger and bigger, not smaller and smaller.
It is getting better and better, but I think that we do have a culture growingly, especially young people, who are more and more thinking that they can do this for themselves. I really do think that we have that growing. I think that the Internet is helping it. I think that there's a machine that makes libertarian-minded people.
I agree with all that.
I do talk to a lot of young people now, but then we read a statistic earlier in the show that one out of every three high school students thinks that, for example, all articles by the press should be approved by the government before before being published. So there, it seems like some young people are getting a clue. A bunch of others are completely clueless.
At least it wasn't two-thirds.
Yeah.
Right, and I think that what we have is we have a lot of cognitive dissonance. I think we have a lot of people who are containing completely separate things at the same time, and they haven't had the, I think that they haven't had the opportunity to free themselves from a lot, you know, basically step back a little bit and see, you know, the pablum they're being fed.
Absolutely, and that's the point that I made when we were talking about it in the first hour, is that when I've talked to high school students, you know, up in front of the class with a presentation, I've gotten a huge, a hugely positive response from
right.
most all of them.
They
There's
have
usually
nothing
only...
to compare it to.
There's usually only one dyed-in-the-wool socialist in the entire room, and that's usually who all the questions come from, but everyone else just kind of seems to be in agreement. Once their minds are open to the option of freedom, they readily accept it.
And on the topic of things to compare it to, this is one of the great things about the Free State Project. I think you guys are eventually going to get me. So
you as a member?
Yeah, and I'm not quite yet.
All right, well, when you sign up, you have to put Free Talk Live in your little sign-up area.
I don't like my houses in Minneapolis.
You don't like your houses?
No, I love my houses in Minneapolis.
The style of the house or the how many houses you own?
And my social constellation here. And I'm not sure I can move my entire social constellation until the...
Got to work on it. Get
Ian
has.
Yeah, everybody Ian freaking knows is going to New Hampshire in 5 years.
You can do it.
You're lucky. What can I say? I mean, I have people who haven't been convinced yet.
Get them to listen to this show.
shining beacon of freedom to convince everybody what a good idea it is, and then we'll either all move to New Hampshire.
I tell you what,
here's
man.
The problem. You haven't called enough program directors in Minneapolis.
Well, I have called the program director with a slot remotely open. Mm-hmm. on a talk radio station that would be, that, you know, you'd be able to fit in as a cuckoo's egg. Okay,
excellent.
And because honestly, you're going to be a cuckoo's egg, or you're going to be something that's, you know, a wild hare, you know, for somebody, because there's nothing like you. Okay,
thank
and
you.
All these people saying that they're libertarian.
Wait a minute, you mean Bortz isn't really a libertarian?
Well, I hate to disabuse you of this, but absolutely not. Bortz is not. We had a guy who claimed he was, and he was always going on about being a small L libertarian, and he was not even close. You know, and that's the biggest problem libertarians have, is the first libertarian someone met.
Good point. Yeah.
It's the biggest problem libertarians have, and it's very sad. And the professionalization of the party, and the growing ability for people.
Matthew, you're so bright and intelligent, and we really think you'd be an asset to the Free State Project movement. So we know you're going to keep considering it, and
yeah.
We know you'll call us back sometime.
You
thanks,
guys are
dude.
Get me. Take it easy.
All thanks. Right, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. One of our callers just dropped off, making room for you. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Pains in the neck. Little brothers, filing taxes, and collisions. I can't help you wrestle Uncle Sam, but when I come back, I'll give you some easy ways to avoid whiplash. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. To avoid whiplash, remember CRASH. C-R-A-S-H. C, click seatbelts every time. R, restrain or remove loose objects, which become projectiles in a crash. A, airbags lessen blows. But remember, kids under 12 should ride in the back seat.
S, safe drivers never tailgate. It serves no purpose, and it puts you at needless risk. H, headrest. Misnamed, headrests are really head restraints. But to protect against whiplash, they must be properly aligned. The top of the headrest should lie somewhere between the top of your head to the top of your ears. If only Tax Form 1040 EZ were as simple. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The show you can take control over and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. And according to one, at least one of our listeners, there's nothing quite like us out there in talk radio land.
Nothing like our show.
I'd always kind of known that was the case, but I figured maybe there was at least one other show with a real principled libertarian. Well, there is. There's one other show, but his show isn't like this show. So Harry Brown, definitely, we love Harry Brown's show, but it's not Free Talk Live, that's for sure. 800-259-9231. We'll not just talk politics on this show. We'll talk personal stuff. We'll talk pop culture. We'll talk whatever is on your mind. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Menwich.
And don't forget, you can log on and get the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fees, none of that other bunk. You just go and get the archives. Or grab the podcast, and you don't even have to log onto the website. You just grab the archives through the podcast. If you understand what that is, then you should check that out as well. So we'll take your calls about anything. Otherwise, we'll get back into this little conversation we were having here about incrementalism.
Incrementalism.
Okay. You were saying, Manwich, that you're not a fan of the idea of just getting rid of the government all at once. Basically, you don't. You actually said that you don't think that we can get rid of the IRS. You really believe that?
I don't think you can do it in a day. I think
well, you wouldn't do it in a day. You'd tell the IRS they got a month to pack up.
I think that libertarians that stand there and say, you know, this is what the world would be like under libertarianism, is the same as communists standing there and talking about the way that the world would be like under their perfect system, or socialists talking about how the world would be a better place if they can get the government to work. They just sound like a whack job.
The difference is, though,
you have to go issue by issue, and that, by definition, is incremental. Now, I understand the issues are related. I just don't think you can get things to go all at once.
The difference is that freedom is always what follows tyranny, and that there are examples of freedom working. You can look it up and see whenever the despotic governments fall, all of a sudden you have freedom, and you've got these free markets that pop up. So there's examples of when you return to freedom, this is what happens.
It's a good point. Yeah, it's when the socialists and communists are talking about their little utopian worlds, there's definitely...
It's never existed, yeah, and not ever going
it's
to.
It's definitely anymore. The case that you'll never be able to get to that point. However, the libertopia, so to speak, is just simply the natural state of things. The government in existence is the only thing that prevents that from happening.
You know, the strong man, the quote-unquote strong man, is the natural existence of things. There's always been a tyrannical ruler, even in tribal settings. The natural state of things is humans enslaved.
Okay, that's the way most cultures have gone, and why is it we can't get away from that? Why is it we can't do our damnedest to get away from that? I think that's what we're trying to do.
I would say that would be on a smaller scale, though, not necessarily the large style scale that you have with these huge mega governments that we've got going on right now.
Well, anyway, there's no reason why we can't get rid of the IRS altogether. And it was kind of shocking to me to hear you say that. It's like you accept the existence of the IRS from here on out. But then you kind of are now saying that you could see them going away, you just don't want it to be done in a day. Could you see them going away
in
America?
I would like to see
I believe that I would like to see the national sales tax put in place so the IRS could disappear.
Why not abolish all of it?
Because you can't,
yes,
man.
Yes, you can.
It's not going to happen.
We didn't have the IRS before 1913.
Look, man, the libertarians got like 300,000 votes, 277,000 votes in the last election. Nobody's going to vote for a libertarian president. If you can't get a libertarian president, you're never going to even have the remote, smallest, minute chance
you
of
don't
getting
have to tell
eliminated. Eliminating the IRS.
You don't
it
have to tell me that.
It is ridiculous to talk about.
I know. No, it's not ridiculous to talk about.
It's like talking about how we're
going
to launch pigs to the moon. It's stupid.
You're being ridiculous right now. You're being ridiculous right now, telling me that we shouldn't even be talking about this.
That is pretty ridiculous.
What are you, Karl Marx?
Christ.
We'll talk about this all we damn well please on this show, because we want to be free, and I don't care what you think about the IRS and what you want as far as a sales tax. You can go shove your sales tax up where the sun don't shine and go pound some sand somewhere, because I say it needs to be gotten rid of completely. And it can happen, and that's where Johnson's example about how the New Hampshire is going to become the example for the rest of the world. You're right. 2008, libertarians probably aren't going to win the presidency.
You know what I hope? I hope the rest of the country adopts the national sales tax and New Hampshire gets rid of it, because that'll make it all the easier. It will be so much easier for the economy in New Hampshire to explode if everyone else is ingrained with this stupid idea of a sales tax, because the national sales tax is dangerous. It's incredibly dangerous, because at least with income tax and whatnot, you still have that one time a year where everyone's groaning about taxes. With the sales tax, everyone just gets used to it. And they become more enslaved by the fact that they're just like, eh.
And then everybody has
I'm always taxed all the time. It's gradual.
And even the people who've been dodging IRS taxes would have to pay the sales tax. So it actually would end up giving the government more money, thereby increasing the size of
the national sales tax is something that I will fight with to my last breath. That thing is awful.
Here's how it's going to work, man. Here's my vision for the future of America. We're all going to move to New Hampshire, the people that really love freedom, the people that understand liberty. The rest of you, you can stay where you are. That's fine. You socialists, go to California, please. Okay? Get as far away from me as possible.
Maybe an earthquake will knock you off the planet.
So we're all going to go to New Hampshire. We're going to get elected because the people in New Hampshire are already being accepting towards us coming there. Now, they don't normally like the idea of flatlanders coming in to their New Hampshire, but once they understand, and they are starting to understand this, that these people are basically reinforcements to the way they want to live. These people are in New Hampshire because they love the live free or die motto and the mentality there. So they're going to understand we're there to just reinforce that. We're going to get our people elected. We're going to get freedom lovers elected. New Hampshire is going to start opting out of federal programs. Because that's one of the reasons why the feds have so much control in this country, is because states have said, oh, yeah, we'll take some of that money.
Give me the money.
You've got money for us? Oh, okay, we'll do whatever you want. And then they each of these programs takes money from these government programs, these state government programs, takes money from the feds, and then they have to follow all these federal rules. Well, we're going to say no more. New Hampshire's withdrawing from all federal programs. Any federal program that is currently going on in this state, as of next week, it's done. And then since we're not going to be taking any money from any federal bureaucracies, we don't have to follow any of their rules. New Hampshire's going to open up trade. We could pass a law that says all New Hampshire businesses are no longer required to collect, are no longer required to withhold income tax from their employees. You know, if the people of New Hampshire...
They can't arrest the whole state, huh?
No. If the people of New Hampshire want to do their own income taxes for the feds and send them off on their own, then they can do that, okay? But no business in the state will be required by the federal government in the state of New Hampshire to withhold income tax. So basically, we're pulling ourselves away from the federal programs, but we're still part of the country, okay? So it's not isolationist in any means. So then, once we have this huge level of freedom above every other state in the union, what Johnson's talking about will come true. Within a year's time, remember when we talked about what happened in the Thanksgiving back in the 1600s or whatever? Within 2 years, they had gone from full socialism to full-on free market, and all of a sudden, from having a lack of food, they had an excess, a surplus of food. Well, the same thing can happen here. The economy really will jump up so quickly. Now, of course, when the news headlines come out in the press around the country about New Hampshire withdrawals from all federal programs, the experts will be predicting failure and ruin. Oh, no! New Hampshire's going to die. They're going to, you know, just strangle themselves. They don't have federal programs. What are they going to say 2 years later when we're the richest, most wealthy state in the entire union? What are they going to say then? That's when it's going to be time to take down the IRS. This is Free Talk Live. You make your comments at 800-259-9231 and take control of the show.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible Life Wave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The Life Wave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jocelyn.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, personal, political, anything goes. Don't forget to log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, and sign up for the updates anytime we want to clue you in to something new about the show. Whether it be a new affiliate, new Shriner on the website, you'll be the first to know if you're a member of the updates list. So log on at freetalklive.com and get signed up. It's absolutely free. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Ireland. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Yes, hi there. I was interested in the case that I heard of earlier today. It was Schultz versus the IRS.
Yes.
Apparently, yeah, there's a bit of a write-up on it on givemeliberty.org.
Okay.
But like,
yeah, we talked about that earlier tonight. That was the case that decided basically that the IRS summonses are nothing more than simple requests for information, and they can be ignored unless there's a federal court order behind them.
And that's right. And that just applies to personal information as regards books and that, because apparently this guy Bob Schultz was organizing a public meeting about distributing information to get people to go to a public meeting. The IRS heard about it and decided to issue him with an administrative summons demanding that he send them that he send them his books of accounting, you know, as regards to what he was earning and all this, and he didn't comply.
Right. And then they went to court.
This is like what Bill Clinton has done to Chuck Carter or other broadcasters, puts an IRS audit on people because they say they have said bad things about them on their radio broadcasts in the past. Like, you know, apparently, unless there's an ongoing IRS investigation into someone, they haven't the right to just come along.
No, actually, according to the decision and the interpretation that I read, it sounds like it doesn't matter how long the investigation's been going on, unless the IRS has a federal court order backing up their summons, it has no weight. Meaning, right. if they send you a letter that says, Bill, we want you to send us all of your documentation and prove that you've been paying taxes, you can tell them to go pound sand until they have a federal court order that says the same thing.
Yes,
right.
which is good. I mean,
can I ask you, Bill? You live in Ireland. Why do you care about what's going on with the IRS?
Well, I've traveled to the United States. I worked over there as well.
Got it.
I travel between America and over here. I have a green card, as I'm entitled to do. I'm entitled to spend part of the year over there and part of the year here.
Understood.
You can't vote here, right?
Unless I'm a citizen, no. I don't.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Right. Yes.
I'm just asking.
Do they charge you taxes?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to pay. They're deducted from when I work over there. I work for a company.
That sucks. You have to pay taxes and you can't vote. Doesn't that stink?
Yeah.
I don't know whether I think foreigners, you know.
Well, then he shouldn't have to pay taxes.
Interesting point.
But as well as that, this has sort of implications because we follow precedent in Ireland, England, and elsewhere.
Sure.
And cases that happen in America, even to do with the IRS, does have implications over this side of the Atlantic, too.
Well, we're definitely going to keep following this case. I mean, it's certainly an initial development. It's a positive development. Although, do you think, does anyone in this room think that ABC News or CNN or Fox News is going to be reporting on this court decision real big?
No. This is a loss for them.
Big loss.
Defeat.
It's a great bonus for ordinary people, you know, to put out the word about it, post this news about their local IRS tax office under a door.
Yeah.
You know, put hand out leaflets outside their offices, and you know, and but I heard as well that the government was thinking of introducing a sales tax on people. On when they buy stuff in the supermarket.
Yeah, there are people in the government that want to do something like that. Do you have one of those in Ireland?
Oh, if they get wind if it works in America, they'll do it over here too.
What do you have in the way of taxes there in Ireland?
Well, the usual income taxes and company taxes and indirect VAT taxes on goods and services.
Between the two countries, which one would you say is more free?
Well, Ireland is and England. Well, they're introducing compulsory ID cards in England on the model that with biometric data on the model that Bush has in mind for the Americans for you over there.
Not good.
And they're even talking about a world ID card. Bush has mooted, or his people have mooted in recent days.
Yeah. World ID card.
With all your financial data biometrically stored on a database somewhere in Washington.
Yeah, that makes me feel secure.
Yeah, it's the government that are taking away your rights and people's rights. It's not terrorists like
the government is the terrorist.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
for sure.
Because I'm not afraid of terrorists. I'm afraid of the government. They're just frightening,
exactly,
and the amount of power that they have and what they can do to innocent people, lap them into brigs without any sort of trial.
Yeah, and anyone who's a terrorist that Bush or Blair thinks is a terrorist. You know, they have a war against terrorism. How very convenient for them.
Well, now it's not just a war against terrorism, Bill. In the latest inaugural address, and by the way, the president's going to be doing the State of the Union address this week, I believe, this coming Wednesday, so I'm sure we'll have a few things to say about that when it happens. But in his inaugural address, he basically said that now he's going to have a war on tyranny. He's going to fight tyranny all around the world. The world has elected George Bush to do this, apparently.
My goodness. And I suppose that's what the fake election that they had over there. I've seen some news clippings where people have been interviewed who didn't know who they were voting for. And as well as that, I heard that a lot of these people that went, that were candidates...
Bill, I got to say, we're out of time, man, but keep paying attention, keep listening to this show. We appreciate you being out there, and hopefully we'll hear from you again, all right?
Have a great job, guys.
It's always nice to hear from somebody's, some people outside of these borders. 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live. Take control.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. In the remaining moments of the program, just enough time for you to slip your call in if you want to do it, but you better call now at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts, hundreds of users, all of them there waiting for you to get interactive at freetalklive.com. One of our listeners sent an email in, Lon from Tampa Bay, sent an email in to ftl@freetalklive.com. That's our email address, by the way, the studio email address. You can also email each one of us individually if you'd like. There are individual email addresses on the website at freetalklive.com under the About the Show section. Anyway, Lon emailed this in. Apparently in Delta, Ohio, some Northwest Ohio middle school students who don't do their homework could find themselves not with a check mark or a absence of a check in the grade book or a possibly a falling grade, but might find themselves in a courtroom in front of a judge. School officials in the Pike Delta York District have enacted a new homework policy that they say is aimed at a small group of students who routinely miss assignments. A student who habitually fails to turn in homework...
That would have been me.
...can be suspended for 3 days. Principal Dennis Ford said a second offense could lead to the student being declared unruly for disobedience in a juvenile court, which carries the possibility of probation. Ford said the school has tried a number of ways to convince students...
Probation? Oh, my God.
What? How about court? How about going to court for missing homework assignments?
I want to say something to this real quick, because this angers me greatly. Now, let me explain why I didn't do homework in school. Here's the reason why. Because in the state schools, their education is so bad that the schoolwork, the homework, is busy work.
Yeah.
It's nonsense. It's a waste of my damn time. When I, you know,
the whole school's a waste of time.
When I was in that school, you know, I would ace the tests without even, I wouldn't have to pay attention in the class because everything was so easy. It was like a joke. And, you know, I would go to these classes, and then they'd give me all this extra work to waste my time, and my free time, my precious life.
Yeah.
You know, I could have been using that time instead of doing busy work, actually enriching my own education and studying something worthwhile.
Unfortunately, every kid is forced to go to school, so they're all going to be forced to adhere to this new policy in northeastern Ohio. And apparently just some school board members decided this would be a good idea, so they just get to make whatever laws they want to, apparently, if they're on the school board. And if you think that's angering, listen to this. This website that had this particular article on it, they had a little poll that says, should students who routinely fail to do their homework face juvenile court? 42% said yes. Now, it's not a majority, but it's still 42% of the people, and I understand it's not scientific either, but 42% said yes to that. That is utter insanity.
How many people is 42% in the poll?
Over 3,800 people.
And that's ridiculous.
And 49% said no, 9% weren't sure. This is what's going on in America. Why not? I mean, the government school system is bad as it is, and this isn't going to make it any better. It's just going to enrich the probation system and turn these kids into even more angry kids and, as a result, probably vicious criminals when they get older.
They'll be criminals then if they don't do the homework.
Let's get the damn government out of the education system, turn it back over to parents where it belongs, and let the free market take control. We'll talk about that some other time because we're out of time for tonight. It's Benny in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We're right here, same place, same channel, same internet site. And, of course, that is freetalklive.com. We'll see you then.
If you're talking...